Welcome back to another episode of Alchemy This, COVID-19 2020 edition. I'm your host, Kevin Pollak. Yes, that? Kevin Pollak, what's up? Define sinking feeling, will you? I mean, if I let my guard down, for example, there's a cloud. Yeah, but I digress. Let's meet our alchemist, shall we, in no particular order. Say hey to Jackie Gonzalez de Ruthie.
Oh, hey guys.
What's a favorite meal you make for yourself?
Okay, well, I don't make many because my husband's a great chef and he loves to cook, thank the Lord. But I am really good at making picadillo, and I make it with turkey instead of beef. It's a ground, usually beef stew in a tomato-y sauce. It's a delicious Cuban dish served over white rice, and I make a very good one of those.
Look out! I would love the recipe of that, please.
Happy to share.
Hey, there's Chris Alvarado, my friend who surfs. First time you made out in a car. Speaking of bruised ribs.
I remember it.
Okay.
But it was in the, my buddy had one of those big black trucks from like Back to the Future. Those like a Toyota 4x4. It was really like clean and had a camper. I was in the back of the camper with a girl, and he was with another girl, and they went for a walk in the park, and this girl and I were back there. I was very awkward and very nervous. And then she reached over, she leaned over and kissed me. It was very sweet.
And you were 31? How old?
I was 32 years old.
Hey! What the? But James Heaney? Heen, the dancing machine, a memory from a school dance, if you please.
Oh my God. I remember a school dance. I guess it was probably the November one. I took mushrooms and it was not a good idea. It was not a good idea. You don't even enjoy yourself if you're trying to act normal.
Yeah.
The whole time, because the more normal you try to act, especially at school in a dance, it's just unenjoyable. In fact, nice. Every time I took psychedelics.
You were the chaperone, right?
Yeah, I was 32 years old. No, it's just like anytime you do that at school, you're not going to enjoy it. You get your money's worth after school.
That's right.
This is the best anti-drug school PSA thing. You're not going to enjoy it.
I mean, I did it,
man.
A few
don't
times. Never
school.
Once did I like going to school like that.
Never once did I like it. And not here's once. Craig Kukowski. Kakao, that time you impressed a teacher by saying this.
You're not making enough money.
Yes.
I support you. I want to be on the lines with you guys. And she said, get back in your seat.
Nice. And last, but put the lotion on or get the hose if you think I'm least. It's Joey Greer, best in fleece 2020. Any horrible first date you can share?
Any horrible first dates? Yeah, I'm trying to think of one. I went on a date, and it was in Chicago, and I met up with the woman I was gonna go. I didn't know her, and I'm sitting at the table, and I think it was just like a Diet Coke, whatever Coke I was drinking, and I sipped a Coke, and then I don't remember, and I wake up, and I'm chained to the bathroom
That's right.
stall
That's
door,
right.
and there's a bathtub, and it's filled with water, and there's a body in it. And then there's this other person. It's the guy from
you're saying this is
Princess
you're saying
Bride
this
is
a
me.
Bad first date.
The guy from yeah, and the dude from Princess Bride is with me, and he's
Cary Elwes.
There's like a he's like I don't know what his name. He's the lead from Princess Bride. He's the
Cary Elwes.
Wish. Cary Elwes.
Captain or what pirate? What's his name?
The actor's name is Cary Elwes.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I don't know, and but so we're there, and then I'm like, oh my God, what do we do? What do we do? And then like this, there's this TV, and it's telling us like, just play a little game with me. Let's play a little game or something like that. I don't remember.
You don't remember. And
that's long like Saw.
No,
that sounds like Saw.
They're Cary Elwes.
There are parts of this that you don't remember.
The only part I don't believe is that he was in Chicago. Well, I just don't believe that.
Yeah, I was going to say, Joey's known. Never lived in Chicago. This doesn't make any sense. He has Boom, visited,
gotcha.
But he's never lived
that,
there.
Wow. That was the early hint. All right, let's do
Sorry,
a damn
Joey.
Show.
this is
fucking horse shit. All of our scene suggestions today are gathered from listener emails or from our Patreon supporters. To become a Patreon supporter of the show and enjoy exclusive content and other perks, head on over to patreon.com/alchemythis. If you'd like to submit a scene suggestion via email, please write to the podcast at your name here at alchemythis.com. That's your name here.
Here at alchemythis.com.
Scene one comes from listener John, who wrote, "Hello, Kevin. 2 years ago at Big Slick in Kansas City," that's a fundraiser to raise money for Children's Hospital, Mercy Children's Hospital, that spends, no parent or family spends any money for a child suffering from cancer or leukemia. It's a pretty amazing charity there. Big Slick, check Big that out Slick. In Kansas City. Speaking of charitable donations, you locked me in the you looked me in the eye, thrust out your crotch towards me, and gave me 2 enthusiastic thumbs up. All of my 52 years, that was the best thing that ever happened to me. And I have kids.
Oh, rotten kids.
Whoa, I've got to remember that move. This event was surpassed a few weeks ago when I heard the sweet voice of James Heaney singing, "I Want My Baby Back, Baby Back, Baby Back." Now, this sounded familiar, so stop me. A squirrel has decided to quarantine in my garage and the son of a bitch won't leave. I cannot figure out how he got in there. My suggestion is a squirrel in the garage. Now, some of these sound familiar to me because, of course, I copy and paste them from the emails into a doc. So they're just in my memory. You all seem to get better and better. Thank you, John Tremper. Squirrel in the garage.
All right, look, what do you need, okay? I'm going to go in there. I'm just going to grab some tools.
Milk.
I'm going to get out.
I need milk, honey.
Milk?
Yes.
Okay.
Please get some more milk.
I'll get some milk. You got it. All right, look. And for the last time, please. Do not call John after I go over to his house and get something from his garage, okay? It just he reminds him that I have some of his tools still, and he doesn't want to let me borrow anything, all right?
Dad, are you going to the garage?
What? Yeah, I'm going to John's garage, yeah. Or Tom's garage. I don't fucking know my neighbor's name, all right? Just look, all right?
Chocolate syrup?
What? Yeah, I'll see what he has.
Syrup. Right, son, are you going next door? Yeah.
What the hell is this? This isn't a goddamn grocery run here, okay? I'm going to get some tools. John Tom's goddamn garage,
while you're
right?
Over there, if you could get the hose, we'd like an extension so I could bring it further in the backyard.
Yeah, let me tell you something right now, Clark, all right? I didn't want
call
you living in my house, okay? You're my wife's
dad,
all right? Husband dad, all right? I don't want you here, all right?
I've tried to explain just before why I married my father first and then you, okay?
Okay,
yeah,
okay.
You don't.
It doesn't matter.
You don't care.
I'm fine with that. Look,
yeah.
Don't forget, not you, Mom, Dad.
Huh?
Don't forget.
What are you talking to your grandfather? Don't talk to your grandfather.
I'm talking to you.
Will you just list off
the things that you're going to bring back now?
Yes, that's a good idea. Milk.
Let him do it.
Hose.
Oh.
You're going to bring a hose back, right?
Wait, Grandpa, hold on.
A hose. Yes, a hose. I'm going to go get some tools.
No, Dad, chocolate syrup.
Hey, Tank, what can I do for you?
Hey, I just want to pop over. Beautiful. I don't know if you painted the house or anything. It's gorgeous.
We're getting some work done on the garage right now. We've got a squirrel infestation. Oh, yeah. So, garage is being remodeled.
So the garage is...
We can't go in it right now. We have got squirrel exterminators are in there.
Sweetie, who's here?
Well...
It's Tank, honey.
Oh my God, Tank! Hi.
Wow, that was fast.
Hey, yeah,
you were 2 levels up.
Yes. Just flew down that banister, Mary Poppins style. Isn't that impressive, Tank?
Your ankle looks a little
it's
swollen.
It's fine. Yeah,
right?
Yeah. I can put all my weight on it, which isn't much, right, Tank? I'm tiny. You could just throw me up in the air.
Would you like to
throw me up in the air
again?
Yeah, I'm getting that.
Well, I mean, I just don't think it's safe if that ankle's all swollen. I don't think it should be tossed up in the air, you know, just in case it's
landing. Well, that's why you have to catch me. Tank, you're so silly.
All right. I guess I'll throw you up. I don't know. Is that okay. Ready? One, two,
three. Oh, God, you're so...
Oh, Jesus, oh, honey, you okay?
Oh, shit. Oh, shit.
I thought he was going to catch me. Maybe you could for once.
Maybe I should just...
Oh, I told you I've got a bad elbow.
God, you're going to have to take me to the hospital. You're going to have to take me to the hospital now.
I'm supposed to be here to meet the squirrel exterminators.
I don't know what to tell...
Maybe I should just get in the garage.
You can't get in the garage.
Excuse me, is this 4712?
Yes.
Yes, 4712. All yes, right. No street.
With the squirrel exterminators. I got a couple guys in the van. But we want to make sure this is the right address. I don't
yeah, 4712. No street.
Thank Wonderful. You. Have him come in. Tank, can you watch these guys? You got to take me to the hospital.
Oh, I have to have somebody here to show me around.
I mean, that's me.
This guy doesn't live here. He's been taking my milk from my garage.
So who knows the garage better, baby? I mean, come on. Do you want me to bleed out?
Okay. Tank, you got this? Shit, you got this?
All right. Listen, Charlie. Today's your first day on the job, okay? As soon as we get the okay from Roger, we're going to jump out of this van and kill these fucking squirrels. You got it? Okay, good. Keep it quiet. No, I like this. You're a thinker. Because let me tell you something. When you go into that garage, you think it's going to be simple, but it won't be. Have you ever taken a life before? That's right. You think about that, okay? You think about whether or not you've taken a life before, because it changes a man.
Roger.
You're Roger, right?
Me?
Yeah.
I'm not Roger. All right, doesn't matter. You guys... Are you fucking kidding me?
No. Yeah. Okay, are we going?
I need you two guys.
This is Roger, Charlie, and Numbnuts. Are you guys going to kill the fucking squirrels today? Or do I have to send somebody else out?
Oh, God, it's the big boss. You talk to him.
Listen, all right. Hello?
Charlie,
we're at
I got 4712.
And I'm sorry. There's bad reception here. We're going to kill some squirrels.
Charlie, are you giving me the it's bad reception bullshit?
It almost sounds, yeah, it sounds pretty bad. I hear you, but if we talk at the same time, I don't understand you.
Let's just clear some things up before we go in there and take some lives. I'm talking to this guy, okay? He's not saying much. I called him Charlie earlier, okay? I told Charlie,
I called Roger.
I said, when Roger gives us the signal,
Oh, my God.
It's okay.
Let me tell you a secret.
I know your secret. I know your secret.
I took some mushrooms today, okay?
I know your secret. We know.
I took some mushrooms.
I know. You're fine. Well, you're a pro.
I want to treat it like the Vikings. They're my berserkers. I'm going in.
Okay, just fill out this form right here, and then we'll be able to get you in line for the ER, okay?
I don't need a wheelchair. My husband can just carry me.
I've got a bad elbow. Do you have any wheelchairs?
My ankle is desecrated.
We do. Actually, this is going to be another form you're going to have to fill out if you want a wheelchair.
Yeah, okay. Sorry, your 6'5" boyfriend isn't here to hold you, honey.
Oh, please. He's just a neighbor. We're not boyfriend and girlfriend. That's crazy.
Oh, yeah, you freak out whenever Tank comes by. And you've been giving him crazy milk the whole time. He thinks he can take all the milk from our garage.
Okay, you two. All right, you two. So I just looked at the x-ray. Okay. I'm your doctor.
How's my elbow?
So I'll get there one second. Just a couple things really quick. So you said no history of high blood pressure.
I'm sorry. I've been waiting for a while here at the ER. I filled out my form, and then these two just get an x-ray immediately. Sir. I mean, we know who you are. You know?
We know who you are, okay? You were here yesterday and the day before. There's no such thing as surfer's ribs, okay? Just don't go back in the water.
All right. I mean, you tell that to a fish, right?
Exactly. Now, if you'll excuse me. Okay, a couple things here.
What's that guy's story?
Okay, so first of all, you live on 4712 No Street, is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, 4712, there's no street.
It's not 4712 No Street. Oh, I have N-O-S-T, period.
No, it's not the name of the street. We don't live on a street. We just live in 4712.
Okay, it's just, okay.
It's pending. It's just the name is pending.
The name is
4712 pending.
Should I just wait outside?
First of all, sir, we can't see you if you're still wearing a wetsuit, okay? You refuse to take that neoprene off. It doesn't read in the x-ray machine.
Yeah, get back in line, Silver Surfer. I broke my dick. Take a number, will you?
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
All right, I'm going to get right to it. So the x-ray show fractures.
On whose? Because honestly, I thought it was a little
both of your hearts.
What?
What?
Your bones are weakened because they're not getting enough blood, because the heart isn't pumping enough blood, because you're falling out of love with each other. Now, that's just what the x-rays show.
I guess it has been 7 years.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Has it?
Yes.
I think I'm just going to have to go get my hose myself. Maybe I can pick up your things that no good husband of yours doesn't seem to be very good at anything.
Dad, if you want the hose, go get it.
Grandpa.
I'm gonna. Do you want me to get you milk and I'll get you chocolate syrup and then
yes!
I'll be the hero?
Yes!
Yeah,
you're
sure.
A hero.
Let's do that.
All right, I'll go over there. I just got a quick sneak into that garage.
All right, guys. What do you say? We go take some lives? Charlie, look at me. Look at me. He's crying. Roger, he's crying. And that makes sense. Because you're about to do something pretty awful.
That's how I was the first day.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. All right, Roger, on your signal.
All right, and... Oh, did you hear that? Wait. Was that the big boss?
Yeah, I heard that.
Again, this is Roger the boss. Charlie, I need you and Fuckface to go in there and kill that squirrel.
Okay, Charlie, I know he's talking to you, and this is your first day, okay? Don't worry about it. And yes, your immediate boss is named Roger, and so is the big boss. Don't let that get in your head, okay? You are a murderer. You're about to take a life of a squirrel or any other rodent we come across. Roger, shall we?
I think we should.
See, that makes sense that happens, because you're both named Roger.
Roger. Right. Okay. It gets crazy.
All right.
Listen, I'm sweating right now, but I think maybe Charlie should have one of these caps. It usually gives me courage when I have to go into a fight, when I have to get
Charlie,
up.
What do you think? You know, oh, shit, he's already eaten it.
My guy, you were supposed to take one cap. You just ate half a bag. Oh, shit.
Oh, it's really cool that you two want to, like, kind of rekindle that relationship and all that. And I honestly think that, like, you know, like wall climbing and just, like, you know, scaling shit is like such a great way to connect, because it's just like you, the mountain face, and like,
and we support
you,
each
right?
other physically and mentally and emotionally, right, baby?
Now, is it safe to climb this wall
with?
You couldn't
even fucking answer my question.
with broken hearts.
You know.
How about with a broken dick?
This guy followed us from the ER.
Yeah, it's all right.
It's been a crazy
day.
It's
all right. Broken dick. Well, tell me about it. Honestly, I have time.
Well, there was a guy in a wetsuit who had been there for 3 days in a row, and he ended up dying. He had a lacerated liver that they just wouldn't see him.
Holy shit.
Yeah, septic shock. Got him.
Septic shock, yeah.
It's nuts. All right, so we're going to have you, young lady.
Oh, my gosh.
You're gonna
Thank
belay,
you so
right?
much,
and
by the way,
sir,
for calling me
You're going
to
climb.
Can I just say, if you could guess my age right now,
like,
how old did you think?
You're 38.
I asked him to guess.
Oh, 38.
Sorry, I missed that.
I think he would have probably even gone to 28 if he wouldn't have had your voice in his ear.
28? Okay.
Oh, my gosh.
So you don't own this house. You're just, overseeing the massacre?
Yeah. Look, man. I just need to get some from
so
the garage
so
to be out,
so
all right?
Maybe you let us in there first.
Yeah. How about I go in first?
We wouldn't advise that because you don't know what you're going up against. So you ever taken a life before?
Like a human life.
Oh, shit. Yeah, no, sir. Okay, all right. You can go in first.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. Holy shit, you're bringing back a lot of memories.
I think Charlie went in. I don't want to interrupt, but I don't know where Charlie's at. I think he went in there. I think he's killing stuff in there right now.
Oh, shit.
I think that
Alvin, Simon, Theodore.
Hey, squirrels. Wait a second.
What?
You're not squirrels. Oh. You're not squirrels at all.
We are the Chickmunks. Chipmunk.
Roger, snap out of it. Snap out of it. You're tripping fucking balls, man.
Are you talking to me?
Listen, yeah, you're talking to a goddamn tire iron.
You might not realize it, but I think there's an old man inside. I hear a voice in the garage.
All right, listen.
I'm not. I don't know. Maybe I've gone off the rails here. I'll understand that.
We've been authorized to kill everything in this garage. Now, I doubt there's an old man in there, but if you're tripping so hard you see an old man, go ahead, take him out, okay?
Are you sure?
Yeah, of course I'm sure. I'm the only one who's not on Charlie?
Do you hear that noise?
Don't kill me, please. Don't kill me.
I mean, I'm not going to say what I think I hear.
Tank, thanks for holding down the fort. How did everything go?
Yeah. I got to be honest, there's a couple dead guys in the garage.
Oh, my God. Yeah, did you kill them with your bare, strong hands?
Come on, Monique.
Yeah, I did.
I'm trying to rekindle the love. Yeah. This is what gets me there. Then this is what gets me there.
I just went wall climbing with you.
Yeah, and you dropped me.
I have a bad elbow.
Well, now I have two bad ankles. Oh, and this guy. I told you to lose him.
I think he's just part of the family now.
Well, if that's what's going to bring us together.
All right, so I got a screwdriver, I got some milk, and I borrowed some chocolate syrup. I'll fill up the jugs.
Just get the fuck out of here, Tank,
you know,
okay?
When I return it.
Right. Hi, Mrs. Biltmore. It's about Charlie. I know you don't know me, and I know you know today was his first day on the job as an exterminator. Charlie was a good man. I don't have to tell you that. I could tell by your look. You know he was a good man.
Of course he was the best. He was the best.
I'm glad you're using the word was.
What?
Because I'm glad you're speaking about him in the past tense. Because,
what? What are you trying to say to me?
Charlie died.
What?
Doing what he loved to do.
What? Surfing?
And that's the scene one. Scene two comes to us from Patreon Alchemaniac. Well, brace yourself, because he's just upgraded from VIP to Alchemaniac. You know him, you love him, David Roget! Who wrote to us, "Not sure if I should keep pitching ideas that don't work or go back to speed drawing pictures of you reminiscent of a fever dream. Anyway, here goes. Shower thoughts go public. Thanks, gang. Love you all." Okay, let me just go over the chart with you again real quick. As you know, we've been studying Dream State here at the Institute for 6 weeks. And you've been with us from the beginning, so thank you for that. But we've seen an increase over these 6 weeks in your chart alone when it comes to your dreams that you've shared with us versus what's happening in your real life. So in week one, you said you dreamt about a squirrel in a garage who took three lives, one of which was your father. And then in real life, your father passed away in his garage. In week two, you dreamt that while surfing.
Okay, can I just ask really quick before you even go further, do I have superpowers? Are you saying I have superpowers? Am I making these things come true?
I can't
take the anticipation any longer.
I'm not allowed to give you a diagnosis. You have to figure this out for yourself. Is that what you're feeling?
I don't know. Superpowers? I thought you guys were the scientists. I didn't even draw the conclusion. You're right. I did dream about that, and then my dad did die.
Yes, but in week two, you dreamt that you were surfing and your balls came out of your wetsuit, and in real life, they didn't.
I exposed myself in front of a group of people. Yeah. Oh, my God. I think my dreams have the power to make things come true.
Right.
Oh, my God.
So let's talk about what you dreamt this week, week six.
Okay, well, it was pretty simple. I dreamt that I became the boss of this laboratory, and everyone had to start answering to me because I became the expert.
Okay.
Pardon me, boss. So we have two more patients in the waiting room.
Are you talking to me?
Yeah. Did you want them to fill out the paperwork, or did you want to speak to them right away?
Oh, my God. It's happening now. I would like to just speak to him right away. Bring him in.
Thank you.
Well, this is happening fast. This is happening fast. I'm already boss around here.
Okay. Hi, you two. Come on in. We refer to him as boss. He's the boss. Now this is Philip and what was your name again, miss?
My name is Sandra.
This is Philip.
It's very simple.
And Sandra. I'm so sorry.
Philip and Sandra, this is the boss. Now, these two say that they would like to have their dreams worked on. You know, what we do here at the Institute. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Work so on them. All right.
Well, leave me privately with them and close the door behind you.
You got it.
Huh? Okay.
Hmm? I'm sorry. Did you need something?
No, I didn't need anything. Close the door behind you and make sure you're far enough away you can't hear in.
Gotcha, because I just did that, and then I heard you speak, so I wanted to make sure.
Well, then you weren't far enough away from the door.
I'm sorry. I just shut the door again. Did you?
I just go. Go.
Can we ask you something?
Oh, yes, please do.
Is this a dream?
Oh, my fucking God. I didn't even anticipate that could be the thing. It could
be. Is it your dream or is it our dream?
Is it my dream? Well, is it his dream?
Whose dream is it?
Okay, this is getting serious. I signed up for an experiment where they were going to study my dreams.
We did too. And we were told you're the boss of dreams.
So then whose dream is it? The boss or the non-boss?
Who's the boss of dreams?
I mean, I think it's me. But it's also possible that I'm dreaming right now. I was going to tell you guys that you should get out of this whole experiment because I've gathered powers that are supernatural.
Are we not real then?
Did I die? Did we die together? Did we die? Did we get impaled by one thing that impaled us both and killed us?
I've got a great idea.
Doctor, you'll see here that the three patients seem to be communicating while asleep. Now, this is as far as this institute can go. We brought you in because you're the specialist. Now, you'll see that...
This has to go public.
I'm sorry?
This information has to go public.
Sir, with all due respect, we're still in the phase where we're experimenting. We don't know what it means just yet.
The experimental phase.
Yeah, that's right. We're in the experiment. I always forget which... So, you can see right now... They seem to be communicating because their brains are lighting up. You see that? It's like a Simon.
Yeah, I see
like
those
a Simon Says thing.
Can we eat those lights or no?
I'm sorry.
Are those lights edible? They look very.
I don't
tasty.
Want to question your expertise, sir. I've read all of your journals.
This has to go public.
In what capacity? Are you saying we need to start publishing our findings so early on?
Sorry to interrupt. Sir, there's a giraffe in your Corolla.
Are you the boss of dreams?
Am I the boss of dreams?
Listen.
I'm just relaying a message.
Am I?
Are you in a dream right now?
Look.
Not as far as I know.
Although I
don't remember where I came from, and I don't know where I'm supposed to go right now.
Mm-hmm. Now look, the lower part of my body is now a squid. And if anybody's going to know how to get to the center of Mecca, it will be
what?
Me. Now, the crystal.
The center, if anyone's going to know how to get to the center of what?
Say it.
You say it.
And if you look to the left, that's the reception area of the center of the conch. Now, we're going to proceed with our tour, and if anyone has any questions...
Is conch short for consciousness?
It's actually an acronym. Oh. Can overcome nothing, surely hero.
I had no idea. I had no idea.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. So, that's just one of the fun facts that you'll learn here on this very tour. As we proceed going forward...
I have a question about the reception desk.
It's right there to our left.
So that looks like a maple oak blend, if I'm not mistaken, on the front-facing end of that reception desk. Is that correct?
Yes. Yes.
That's fantastic. Really nice veneer to it. Just shines. Pops.
I have a question as well. All of the other people on this tour are people I went to high school with, including one guy who died in a car accident. Is this a dream?
Is this a dream? Isn't that funny? What is a dream and what isn't a dream?
A state of conch, I guess.
Well, if conch means can overcome nothing, surely hero, then surely. Absolutely this is a dream. But if conch means perhaps.
Thank you, everybody. Thank you for gathering here today. All right, keep it down. Keep it down, please. I said, please keep it down. Please keep it down. Now, as you know, it is approaching 6 o'clock in the morning, Pacific Standard Time. In 2 minutes, the Great Awakening will occur.
Yes.
Everybody who has been asleep in this institute will be woken up simultaneously. Now, we don't know what this might happen. Now,
quick question. Yeah,
we don't know when this.
We don't know what this might happen.
We don't know what.
Can I quote you on that, sir?
Okay.
Please, please do. I want to take one moment here before the Great Awakening occurs to thank each and every one of you for your work.
Honey, who are you talking to? I mean, I can barely hear you over the shower water, but you just said something about a Great Awakening. What's happening in there?
Just singing a song.
Okay. Because I don't know it, but it sounds deep.
This is what I mean, Sam. We need a little private time. I don't want to have to explain myself in my private time.
Oh. Okay. So shower thoughts are all yours, and I should stay the fuck out?
No, they don't have to be, babe, if you want.
Sir, are you going to use conditioner or just shampoo?
I'm going to please. You should answer from your own thoughts.
Okay, everybody, you can see what's happening.
We're in your shower with you.
Okay, all right, everybody. We have less than.
Do you use the same bar of soap for your face as well?
Less than
body? That's
60
not,
seconds.
That's not good.
All right, you two have a great idea. Since it's a dream, all I have to do is kill you with these here swords.
Oh, no!
And there will be no consequences because.
I'm dead now.
Am I dead? Or am
I
dreaming?
It doesn't sound like we're dead.
Roger, I've talked to the judge, and it seems like you are serving those 12 back-to-back life sentences.
I was asleep.
And, Sure, Roger. You stabbed two people with, claymores. That's just a huge sword. And look, I get it. You are high on mushrooms. All right. But I mean, if we look at your history, you were in that garage with your two coworkers who were just charred up, cut up. Uh-huh. And then now we got another double homicide.
I can't be held responsible. You can't who just keeps keep claymores to... in their garage?
You? I don't...
Mr. Nolan, been here a while. I feel like I can call you, Chris. Is this all you have for us today on your Inception sequel ideas? Or... Because I don't want to jump in before you get to the end of what happens.
I mean, we're building towards something, you know, that I think is pretty clear where this is heading.
Right. So it's not clear, I guess is what I'm saying. I don't want to jump in anymore. Please continue.
Oh, really? Because the midway point is the right time to assess a Christopher Nolan joint.
Okay, yes. That's what I remembered. And that's what I was trying to accomplish. So I have a couple of questions.
Yes, by all means. I'm sure the film will answer them. But while we've stopped the film, like let's go ahead and just address what are your concerns at this point?
The swords. They seem too big.
Well, they're claymores. They're known to be large swords.
Right.
Mr. Nolan.
Sorry, there's a voice in my head talking to me.
It's time to wake up. It's time to wake up from your nap. It's time to feed the kitty cats.
All right. I think this is a dream right now. So I think you're not an actual executive, and I think somebody is trying to incept me and tell me that my Inception sequel is a terrible idea. Now, I'm going to wake up, feed my kitty cats, and get back to reality. All right?
Good luck.
God damn, man, where the hell, man? Damn, bro, you gotta feed that.
Welcome to the Great
Christopher Nolan
Awakening. You can overcome nothing, surely, hero.
Hey, man, turn that goddamn radio off, man. Listen, man, let me tell you something, right? Look, man, I'm sick and tired of you having these goddamn Christopher Nolan dreams.
I got
dreams,
so
man.
Many
huh?
fucking movie ideas from these dreams.
But they're all just sequels of Christopher
all
Nolan.
All right, prisoners, prisoners. Keep it down, prisoners. New fish coming through. Double homicide. New fish coming through. Get in there.
I'm Roger.
Everybody welcome him to the prison.
Wow. Nice. Yeah, first time. Roger. First time here.
Welcome.
Hey, Roger, turn around for me, will you?
Okay, full 360 or 180?
You're in for a treat. There's a 20-foot troll behind you.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, man, thanks.
Let's start with 180.
Okay. Holy shit.
All right, now listen.
Babe, I just want to stop you real quick. Don't take this personally, okay? But I don't want to hear about your dreams again. This has become like an every morning thing, and
right,
I love you.
Well, they're vivid. They're so vivid.
I know.
I just want to share with you. I just want to share that piece of me with you.
It doesn't resonate with me. Nothing lands. Do you know what I mean?
I mean, it's my deepest thoughts from my most inner subconscious, and you're saying that doesn't resonate with you. Do you see how that hurts me? Because that's who I am, but who I didn't even know I was.
Look, I don't... No, I hear you. When you were sleeping last night, I went on WebMD.
What?
I looked at some of these symptoms we've both been having. I think maybe... I'm not a doctor, but I think maybe we're both suffering from from our hearts. Our hearts aren't pumping well.
Wait a second. I am a doctor. Let me take us to my office and I'll run some tests. I mean, beep. If you think.
Beep. Beep. Beep.
It looks beep. Here, our EKGs are pretty beep. Clear, actually.
Okay.
Beep. We're having no problems there. Beep. It's really beep. Steady rhythm. Beep.
Okay. Then yeah. I guess maybe I'm. Can, maybe beep. It's just me.
Beep. I'll run more tests. Beep. If that's. What makes you happy? That's what I'll do.
But what makes me happy is what makes you happy, except for the dream part.
Well, what makes me happy is sharing my dreams.
Okay, this is
we're having
the...
like a bit of a.
I think he's dead.
Think
he's making that sound
sure.
from
I
his
wanted,
mouth.
I wanted to wait. Just wait 1 second, because sometimes they revive. Don't start CPR. Do
Sometimes
not
they...
start CPR. Do not resuscitate right now. We have to wait.
Do you think that he's just going to wake up?
Do. What,
do you think he's just going to... What do you mean sometimes they do? What are you talking about?
Sometimes they do mean sometimes they don't, right?
Wow, I thought you had my back, and then you completely flipped on me. Guys, relax. I'm a doctor, okay? I swear, I'm a doctor. And these hands look like fish fins for no reason. It's fine.
Right. Mm-hmm. But do no harm mm-hmm. means we should get in there and try to restart him.
Do you know how much harm actual resuscitation does make? I mean, you crack ribs. Worse than a surfboard
shit.
Ever could.
Yeah.
It's really
bad.
All right.
Well, let's stay away from the ribs, Tommy.
Yeah. Why don't you guys start some pulses, some compressions on his abdomen? That would probably
I be heard good. Asshole. All right. Did you hear that, Tommy?
I heard abdomen, but I'm down for the asshole. Let's just flip him over and get to it.
All right.
Oh my God, I'm telling you right now, I am just not sleeping well. I don't know what it is. It's crazy. I haven't slept in the past like 3 weeks. Not a wink. I have not slept at all.
How do you want your eggs done?
I'll take them with a little bit of hot dog pieces.
We can do bacon. We can do sausage. We can do chicken sausage or tomatoes.
Well, you have What's sausage.
That? We do have sausage.
You have sausage.
Sure. I mean, it's
so just make a hot dog.
We don't have hot dogs on the menu.
What do you mean? Why don't you?
We have chicken sausage. I admittedly, it's like pretty close. It's pretty cool.
That's
no,
not
it's
a
not.
Hot dog. Chicken
no,
sausage
it's not.
Is not a hot dog.
What kind of toast?
But you have
what kind of toast
sausage.
Do you want?
let's see. I guess I'll do a wrap.
A wrap? No. I mean, we have wraps, yeah, but you ordered the 2-egg platter.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I did. I know what I ordered.
Okay.
Just give me some eggs with sausage and let me have toast wrap.
Okay, toast wrap. And what kind of potato?
Oof. Kind of potato. I guess I'll do rice.
What? It's hash browns, home fries, or again, you could do a side of tomatoes.
Oh, let's do regular fries. Let's do
we
thick
don't
cut,
have
steak
thick
cut
steak fries.
But do you have
yes.
hash browns?
Yes, I said hash browns.
You have home, and you have home fries. Same, like, okay, I want a hot dog, but you have sausage, so there's no hot dogs. I'm saying give me steak cut fries. And you can't do that, but you have hash browns and you have home fries. Do you see the problem?
Yeah, the problem is that I'm a giant hot dog and you're talking to me trying to order. Oh, you know what? I think you've finally fallen asleep. And that's the end of the bloody movie. Any fucking questions?
I don't have any. Do you have any, Steve?
I don't have any.
Okay. We love it.
Really, honestly,
all right, so next time, can I play the whole fucking movie before
right.
you interrupt me?
I think you're right about that. One question, though, if I may.
Yes, yes.
At any point during this, will we see pieces of hot dog?
Yes, yes. There's going to be a whole marketing tie-in.
Okay, good. Okay, great.
With Johnsonville Brats, yes.
Oh, best.
I actually had a question. Now, I know that you didn't ask me if I had a question.
No, Helen, please speak up.
I do have a question. I actually have a question, Mr. Nolan.
Yes.
At the beginning of this presentation, you spun a top on the desk, and it actually hasn't stopped spinning. And this presentation's been about 4 hours long, and it doesn't seem to be slowing down.
Oh,
can you address
this
that?
This is a bloody dream. This is a bloody dream, isn't it? Oh, no.
I don't know. It's not.
Is this a dream?
Is it?
This is a dream.
I thought
hot dog
I died.
Pieces.
It's still spinning.
Oh no!
Okay. You two, you're gonna have to get out of the theater.
What?
All right. You two are gonna have to get. You've been screaming. You've been screaming.
So did all of us. I paid for popcorn, and it didn't even come with any hot dogs chopped up inside.
Bear my hot dog pieces.
What? What the hell are you talking about? Look, you
where's our popcorn with hot
here,
dogs?
Okay?
Where's the popcorn with the hot dogs?
I don't know. I don't know.
Bring me a slushy with hot fudge
here, okay?
On top.
I'm not going to bring you a slushy with hot fudge.
Good.
It's disgusting.
Have you had one?
It's going to melt
have
the
you ever
slushy.
Had one?
It's
no, I
genius
had one.
Marketing.
No, I haven't had
it's
one.
It's genius marketing.
What is the marketing?
You get
what
more
is the
people
slushy
here. You get more
fudge?
People in the seats. Where is everybody? It's just me over again and a bunch of Rons. There's like 25 Rons here.
Now listen, okay? I'm a snake, okay?
Yes.
I'm a snake, and I got
you
baby
got
arms.
Baby arms.
And if you think
and
that's
a
problem,
head.
That's on you.
You're a snake with
right,
a cobra
now, I'm
going to
watch this damn movie.
You're a cobra head snake, but a python body.
I'm out of here.
And that's scene two. Hot dog pieces broke Chris so much that he froze on the Zoom.
Oh, yeah. I thought he was just laughing that hard.
I thought he was laughing in that position.
Is he trying to enter again?
For 7 minutes. No, he's not trying to re-enter. I don't know what's actually
He really is frozen.
What if he isn't frozen? What if he's still laughing from hot dog pieces? Scene three comes to us from Emmanuel from Sweden, who wrote Dear Alchemist, first of all, from the bottom of my heart, and then all caps, thank you, regular caps, for all the laughter you bring us. You are all great, and I love you all. Doesn't that sound like more like Swiss than Sweden? Switzerland? Scene suggestion, a medieval road trip / spring break. Thank you kindly, Alchemist. Emmanuel Gonzalez from Sweden, by the way. Is Joey banned from Instagram? Couldn't find him. That seems right. The answer is yeah.
Got a problem with the Zuck.
Oh, the Zuck. Sweet. Uh-huh. The Zuck suck. Yep. Here we go. Medieval road trip, spring break.
This is going to be wild. I can't believe it. We've all got to give up. We're going to go and have just
pails and pails of ale. It's going to be wild. This is going to
couldn't
be
we
the
have
best
just stayed,
1322.
Couldn't we have just stayed it in your,
spring
in
break.
Your home and had the ale? Why do we need to travel for the ale?
Don't be such a party
what do you
pooper.
Mean?
We're going to have goblets and goblets of ale, and I brought these two maces just for fun.
Jesus Christ, you got maces. What the hell are you planning
just
to do with
that? Just drink a lot of ale, throw them around, see what happens, shake it up.
And besides, all the hot women are in Canterbury.
Good point. Yeah. So we're going to Canterbury.
Canterbury! Canterbury!
Canterbury!
Canterbury! Canterbury! This is fantastic. Look, and now this is a big one. I borrowed my dad's horse, all right? And we can't fuck up my dad's horse, all right?
I heard we're fucking your dad. Is that happening? My takeaway was we're fucking your dad.
No.
Holy shit, what the hell? No.
What made your mind leap to that?
What the fuck is that, mate? Wake up.
Are you dreaming? This ain't a dream.
Did I not go up again?
Yeah.
A little bit.
Are we still bringing this guy on the road trip? Seems like a bit of a...
Of course we are.
Seems like a bit of a wet blanket.
I got the blankets. They're not wet.
Okay, well.
Yeah, but he's
all right.
Had the
you
plague.
Guys are going to be taking my horse. You guys are going to be taking my horse on spring break.
All four of us are going to jump on that horse. Yeah. That's right.
It's just all your right, dad. We're fucking.
Excuse me?
No. Jesus, I'm just fucking my dad. No, nothing.
Yes, nothing. Master Tompkins, we'll take good care of your horse.
All right. I think maybe you should put the carriage on. You should.
Oh, we could take the carriage.
Normally I wouldn't. But
we're going to get
you
can
take the carriage.
I heard we're taking the carriage.
It seats six. It would seat six.
Yeah,
in fact, you would.
If it seats six people, think about how much ale it would seat. Barrels and barrels of ale.
Go.
Because there's one, ale. Two, three, four of you. Take one spotful would be for ale. And I guess there's enough room for one more person.
Your dad's not coming, mate.
Shut up. I didn't ask to come, but if you offered.
Do you mind if we just...
Well, I think we should get going.
Oh, yeah, he's
going to
cramp our style.
So...
He's like 12 years older than us.
Yeah, but I feel bad for him. Ever since his wife died, he's been really lonely. He just
wants
to...
Yeah, she died
at the wife. Why meet your mum?
I don't...
Well, how do you think I feel? Maybe
well, I
need this trip to forget.
You need the trip,
out.
But you're not going to try to find a new mum for yourself. He's going to try to find a new mum for you.
Was your dad exonerated from her death? Or is he still...
She got sick.
That's
you
really fucked up to bring up, mate.
There.
That's really fucked up to bring up, mate.
I mean, he was rather suspicious.
Mate, what the fuck is all this out, mate? First you want to fuck my dad, then you want to know... If he's been exonerating, he didn't do it. He didn't do it. My mum was a witch. We all knew that. She got banged up, all
right?
She started
but the bruises were on the back of her head, yeah? So that's tough.
What the fuck is this? A forensic scientist?
I thought she wasn't a witch because she burned up.
Right, that was it.
That's exactly right. Now, I'm going to go get this horse attached to the carriage, and I want a better attitude when I come back with it, okay?
So you can either kick your mum. Take your dad to go find a new mom, or we could just cut and run right now while he's trying to hook up the carriage. It's all four. Jump on the horse. Forget the carriage.
Well, he just took the horse to the carriage. You want us a dead sprint?
I mean,
all
another
the
option is we so fuck him and then go. Right?
Okay, what is up with you in the
Jeez.
Fucking...
Now, we're going to have an influx of young... disgusting people into Canterbury as they celebrate.
I was just spitting at the disgusting young people.
Oh. Yes.
It's spring break, Archbishop.
Spring break. It's surprising not that many people are excited about Easter as they are about spring break.
I believe it corresponds to the vernal equinox.
What is this?
He's a witch.
That's heresy. Heresy to say such
things. I'm not a witch. You've burned me many times, and I've it.
I haven't.
And you haven't burned. You haven't burned. So that's you're a witch.
I guess the only way to test is to burn me again.
Let's check his sphincter.
Burn him.
You're a witch.
Wait, what was that? You want to check his sphincter?
Let's check his sphincter, sir.
All right. We've done that too often. Nothing is up there. Now, let's get back onto this docket. Before we burn you, we have to decide what you're going to do about all these disgusting children running around soiling the holy land that is Canterbury.
Well, it does bring a lot of business to the town.
Oh, business. Bishop.
I was going to say, what if we put a closed sign, but we do count on the business?
My God, how many boils do you have?
They're not boils. They're just
They're boils. Off. They're boils.
They're boils.
They're not boils.
Without the
no,
town. I mean, what are they then? We're giving you an opportunity to say. You haven't said anything.
Is he calling us boils? What is this asshole's problem?
Oh, no. I just think maybe we should have it so that we put a closed for business sign at the entrance to Canterbury.
Okay, birthmarks don't ooze pus, first of all, so...
Nor do they speak.
I mean, those things...
Yes, that should be a telltale sign right away.
I'm sweating.
I mean, you're a witch.
And I'm a witch. I mean, I'm not a witch.
He's a...
Burn me and see.
Look, he's a witch. That boiled man is a witch. Those things are speaking.
Some of these boils came from a bad sunburn, and they're not boils.
So
they
you admit
boils.
You
they
admit they're boils.
Boils.
You admit.
Please. I don't want to be known as the man with boils on his face. I've just got some blisters from the sun.
Well, then get them lanced. I don't know what to tell you. I...
Well, I suppose the only thing to do since we have such a long trip to Canterbury is to tell each other tales to pass the time.
Well, yeah, that's all right. Do that.
Brenda, why don't you go first, then?
All right. This is the knight's tale.
Okay.
Oh, I like this one.
Yeah.
All right. Takes place at night. Go ahead.
No, night with a K.
Oh, right.
Although it does,
right, right.
it does take place at night. So maybe there's a double meaning in the title. I guess I never thought about it like that.
Could you start in the middle? That's my favorite part.
Start in the middle.
I haven't heard it. I haven't heard it. What do you mean, start in the middle? I haven't heard the story.
No, you're right. I'm going to start in the middle, get to the end, and then wrap around to the beginning. It'd be like a Christopher Nolan movie.
It's the best part.
Right. All right.
The dragon attacked. The dragon burned them with his flames, and the knight seemed to have perished. But a witch came out of nowhere, brought the knight back to life, and the dragon turned out to be merely a town dog.
What? Didn't the witch come from the dragon's anus?
You're just anal obsessed.
All right, hold up. Hold on, it's carrying the horses. The soul inside,
what?
Eh?
What?
It's got to be a little tax. No way you're using my row without paying.
How much
tax
is the bloody tax?
Well, how much you got?
No,
we got.
No, how much is the bloody? No, don't answer that. How much is the bloody tax?
Looks like the bloody tax is 2 barrels of ale.
It's all like ale.
Well, we can't give them all the ale.
That's all right.
How are we going to get drunk in Canterbury if we don't?
For fuck's sake, negotiate.
You go to the Canterbury.
Yeah, we'll give you one ale, bloke.
Whoa, I've always wanted to go to Spring Break.
You right? Yeah. Do you want to go with us? We've got room for
one more.
Could I?
Wait a sec. You can't just invite him too.
If it goes without paying the fucking tax, get him a fucking seat.
We don't have enough room. We're going to have to kick my dad out.
Yeah, let's invite him then. Let's invite him.
We're all fine with that.
He killed your mum.
Gee, you're the ones who wanted to fucking have him. And now you're saying kick him out. He's going to be so fucked up.
Again, why are we bringing him? So we could kill somebody else's mum?
What the fuck is wrong with you, man?
Why do we stop moving? Why do we stop? Why did the ride stop?
Well, I've got a short decision.
Who are you?
Look, you better make a decision soon or I'm going to chop off all your ears with my fucking claims.
This is my carriage and horse. Who the hell are you?
Oh, boy.
God.
My name is Tank. Who think I'm just going to let you pass without a tax on my road? You're a dummy.
He wants one of the barrels of ale.
He wants a barrel of ale.
Yeah, but we might not have enough room for him in the carriage. But we could have him just ride the horse. Or someone else rides a horse. Then we have room. We keep it ale. We keep everybody on. It's all good.
Yeah. How about it, Pops? Do you want to get on the horse then? Make room for the taxman.
Okay. Would you mind? All right.
It'd be good for your bum. If you get on the horse.
It's not going to be good for my bum. You are a bum-obsessed human being. It's going to probably really hurt my hemorrhoids.
Nah, might push them back in.
Yeah, might push them back in.
Oh, right. I'll try it.
I mean, they're so big, they got hand puppets.
Now, just be careful when you're travelling and be careful when you get to Canterbury. And please send a goat back home with a little note that I knew that you got there okay?
Mom, just give me a kiss and let me go.
No, I don't want you to go. I'm going to be so sad and so worried.
Fine, I'll just take a kiss from our current goat then. Then I'm going to go.
I'll be safe.
I'll be so safe. I'll take these two maces to stay safe, in fact. Don't know how to use them, but they'll keep me safe.
Okay. Swing them. I can't believe she's already gone. It feels like a lifetime ago. Isn't that right, little goat? Well, time to slot to you and eat you.
What?
Let me just get this knife right in your stomach.
Scene three, and that's our show.
Whoa, oh, my. Oh, what a traveling road it's been down James's anal canal. All right. Let's thank almost all of the alchemists. Jackie, thank you so much. We love having you all the way from that closet you're in.
Thank you. I love being here. Thanks for having me again.
If you're enjoying Jackie's videos, are there any more coming for the folks?
Yes, I'm editing one.
Oh, good.
Yeah, I'm editing one.
So go to the Instagram account, which is just your name.
Yes, it's just my name, but it's shorter. Yep. It's just at Jackie DeRuthy.
I'll say. Well, thank you again, Jack.
Thank you.
Craig Cacao, I'm not sure from your background if that's a menu board at a new restaurant.
Yeah, unfortunately, I have to close down due to COVID, so nothing on the slate right now. But we will have eggs, hash browns, and hot dog pieces available once the governor says we can open back
Thank
up.
God. Oh, fantastic. And you have the that show coming up that Chris was so excited about. I'll take his place and...
Oh, yeah. I think there's still a little time to promote this. My improv group, Dasariski, which is a three-man improv group we've had for about 20 years, we're doing a online lecture and a read-through of one of our classic improvised shows from a number of years ago. It's $15, and you can reserve your space at info@bronzemetalentertainment.com. That's Sunday, October 11th, awesome. 1 p.m. Pacific time.
Excellent. Can't wait. Dr. James Heaney? Thank you so very much, pal.
Oh, thank you. And I'm sure that if you go to chris-alvarado.com, there will be a link to the very many things that you've heard about the alchemist talking about today, and maybe even links to me.
Excellent. And I'm going to hold off on letting the folks know what happened to Chris as a way to provoke more emails and your questions. Let's thank our engineer of the stars and producer, Mr. Doug Bain. Fine folks at iHeartMedia. I'm your host, Kevin Pollak, reminding you to please be kind to each other. Wear a mask when you go outside, and let's get through the showie. Until next time,
Alchemy.